This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping the local area. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builder Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Afternoon. Thanks for being here as we cover a lot of things around the Umpqua Valley. Ran across this one recently. It kind of got my attention. You may have seen them or may be seeing them in the very near future if you make a trip to Eugene at Valley River Center. It's called a giving machine. Wendy Patterson is here, the communications director for the Roseburg Stake of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
So what on earth is a giving machine?
A giving machine is a really fun opportunity to give. It's like a vending machine for donations.
And so how does it work?
Well, you go to the Valley River Center and you pick items that you want to donate to. You touch on the screen and you pick fun items. Like I have Colleen May here with UCAN, and you can pick items from Douglas County or other charitable organizations, and you pick items that they have to donate, and you select the dollar amounts that you want to give, and you pick the items. Like maybe you want to give oral health care or 50 dinners for $150 or something like that, and you swipe your card or your device if you pay Apple Pay or something like that, and you hit pay, and the items drop down into a virtual pay system, and you get a receipt at the end, and you give money to UCAN or another charitable organization if you choose.
Wow. So
super easy.
Yeah. Where did this whole idea evolve from?
Sure. So the Church of Jesus Christ in 2017 had one machine, and it evolved a couple machines, a few more machines, 5 years later, or it has just evolved, or the next year, five more machines, and so on and so forth. And it has just evolved and grown. And in 2019, there were 10 machines. And over the years, it's just globally grown and grown. Last year, there were, in 2024, there were 107 cities that had it over 13 countries and on five continents. So it's just really big.
Wow. Now, I thought you added some continents.
No, it didn't. Didn't grow. No more continents. 13 countries and five continents.
Missed that day in class.
Yeah, apparently. No.
I mean, this is really a cool idea when you think about it. A lot of people get to this time of the year, and along with giving gifts for family, friends, coworkers, things like that, they want to help out charitably. They don't always know where to go or how to do it. And this is kind of landing right in their face, essentially, when they're in the middle of doing retail shopping.
Yes.
Versus having to go out and figure out, okay, if I want to give to this organization, how do I do it? Or maybe I want to give to multiple ones, that kind of thing. So how big are these actual giving machines?
They're pretty big, and they're as big as a Coke machine. Size-wise, is that what you're asking?
Yeah,
they're about the size of say, a vending machine for a soft drink or a candy machine. They're large.
So this is ramped up, I mean, what about the economic impact to these charitable organizations? Any idea where we're at?
There is zero economic impact to them. There is no cost to them to do this.
But, I mean, how much have they made in terms of these donations?
Sure, absolutely. So last year, in 2024, we had 900 donors that visited the site with 2,333 items that were purchased, and they made $62,221. $1 in donations or gifts that were given.
And that's just at the Eugene one?
In just Eugene.
Wow. What about globally?
Globally, it was a lot of money.
The thing that you sent me over says $16 million.
I did. $16 million. Thank you for finding that statistic.
That is that's a crazy amount. And you think about the fact that it's quite likely that a lot of people wouldn't have chased all this down. A lot of these organizations wouldn't have gotten this kind of money. That's a big difference.
It's a very big difference.
So what's your involvement with all of it here?
Well, so last year, this is the second year that the machines have been in Eugene, and I've been on the steering committee for those 2 years, and I was asked to be on it. We work really hard on it from May to December, and we were asked to have volunteers come and man these vending machines. And during the course of that, we have, so all of the volunteer spots are, it's all volunteer ran. All of the planning, all of the marketing, all of this is just all volunteers. So we said this year, when it came time to have this opportunity come up, to have volunteers come up, I said, if we're going to have volunteers from Douglas County come up, I want to have a nonprofit organization represent Douglas County. So that's where UCAN came into play. So we had to submit 7 nonprofit organizations for consideration, and they had to be carefully vetted. So all of the nonprofit organizations that are represented, there are 5 local charities that are there. They have to go through a vetting process. So from the church, they get really carefully considered, and UCAN checked all of those boxes. So you can rest assured that when you donate to each of these charitable organizations, that your money is getting spent with a charitable organization that is very carefully considered. So you can, and all of the other four that are on the in the giving machines, they are very carefully vetted, and 100% of all of the money that is donated goes to these. None of the money goes to the church. They give all of the money back to these charitable organizations. So all of the other efforts that mark everything else is all donated by the church. The cost of the machine, everything else is all donated.
And so you have people there to kind of help people through the process. Is that the idea?
Correct. We have guides, basically.
Because it'd probably be a lot more effective than if the machine was just sort of sitting there randomly by itself.
Yes.
Wow. So what kind of response do you get? I mean, I would imagine people are surprised, if they weren't there last year, are surprised to see these.
They are surprised. They're really shiny and bright and glowing and lit up and decorative, and it's fun.
So what kinds of questions do you get from people as they kind of look at this and go, really?
How do I do this? Are you sure my money's going to the right organization? Are they going to get all of my money? The answer is yes. They get all of the money. 100% of what's donated goes to the charitable organization.
And I mean, if it's gone from 1 to 107 last year, how much bigger do you think this will get?
We're going to keep putting machines wherever there are enough volunteers to man them. And so it will just continue to grow, and it'll just keep snowballing.
So is it mainly in larger places, though?
No, there are some smaller places, but it'll just depend on where there are enough volunteers to.
All right, we're going to talk more when we come back on our second segment, the interview, a podcast after 1 at 541radio.com, 1245 News Radio, 93.9 FM, 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1247, Lars Larson coming at 1. State Representative Port Boyce will be on Mondays inside Douglas County. Colleen May Weir from Umpqua, from the United Community Action Network, in this part this afternoon. So how is this helping UCAN out with these giving machines?
We're very excited about the opportunity to have items up in the giving machine. So when we received the ask from Wendy for us to apply, we were like, okay, why not? And then I worked with Wendy for a couple months. I sat down with, you know, our grant writer and our food bank program manager, director of early learning, and our WIC manager. And we kind of really thought about items that we always have kind of requests for, but we never really have funding to provide, and things that really could benefit families in the long run. You know, they kind of sometimes seem immediate, but they could have long-lasting impacts. So we're really excited to get some of these items.
So what are some of the things that people can donate funds for to go to UCAN? What are some of the ideas you have?
Yeah, so for $5, it's an oral health kit, and we just know that oral health has such an impactful, lasting effect on like your whole overall health. $10 is for 2 children's books. We know early literacy doesn't begin at school, it begins well before. And the more words we get to children, the more we're building their brains and growing them as people. And we also did $25 from baby-proofing items. Because baby-proofing items, unfortunately, have become a luxury item because, you know, if someone has an extra $25, is that going to go to my electric bill or is it going to go to some electrical output covers, you know? So people are really making the choice, and no child safety should be a choice. So we really wanted to add baby-proofing items on the list. $50 will pay for 150 dinners. And through our work with the Oregon Food Bank, we can leverage a dollar. So $1 can provide about 3 meals. And then for $100, you can buy 10 math kits that we can use through all of our children's programs and even our residential programs or the Navigation Center. Because again, we know the more that we are working with children before school and building those neurons and brain cells, you know, the better they're going to succeed in life. So we were kind of excited.
So really some specific things versus somebody just putting in a dollar amount.
No, they actually can pick which items they want. It was really fun. We went to the kickoff just last week, and you see them all lit up. They're all different. Like, they look like cards. They kind of remind me of a red box with all these movies in front of you that you can choose. And so you can pick which items you want. You can pick multiples of one or just one or whatever.
Now, for the three of us, we know exactly what we're talking about when you say, like videos used to be.
Yeah.
There are other people that are going, what?
What's a red box?
Oh, boy. How things have changed. So, it's been a tough year, especially with the federal shutdown. I know that had a big impact on you guys.
It's been challenging, a lot of grants haven't been assigned, so we're kind of on hold for a lot of our funding and our housing, for our housing and case management. So things are really in a hold. We, you know, also saw a huge impact. You know, our food bank, unfortunately, has not been meeting the demand for a few years now. In the last year, we actually saw a reduction of 250,000 pounds of food from fiscal year 23 to 24, from 24 to 25. So we were already not meeting the demand. And to have everything kind of implode has really been hard on our community, and we've been really kind of shuffling things around at UCAN, doing what we can here and there. And so this opportunity was just kind of like, what? We're going to have a little extra money to, you know, purchase things that we can't usually always buy with our grant funding. So it was really fun, and we felt like these were items that were really just kind of great for the community.
So what all do you do at UCAN?
So I'm the Director of Health and Wellness, so I oversee our WIC program, our Public Health Home Visiting Nurses, Healthy Families, and the Food Bank.
And you've been there how long?
I started in November of 2016, so I think I just hit 9 years.
Wow. I mean, it's got to be gratifying work, but it's got to be kind of intense sometimes?
You know, it can be overwhelming, and, just watching having that fear and the inability to always meet the needs of the individuals out there is hard, but we always have to look to that good because we always have those stories, and sometimes they happen daily or just once a week that really are like, wow, today we really made an impact, or wow, we really had a donor step up and help us, or someone become an amazing advocate for UCAN, like Wendy, who has been there not only at these giving machines, but helped us receive other donations, which have really, you know, are warming to us.
So Wendy, grab the microphone and tell us about some of the other ways you've been able to help UCAN.
Sure. So the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints has helped secure several large food trucks. We've had several full semi-trucks that have been delivered to UCAN, one earlier this year, and then we had a half of a truck full of milk that was delivered just later this summer, which I think was a fantastic delivery for UCAN that they really enjoyed and really helped the community. We also did a food drive earlier this year, which was about 6,300 pounds of food that the community helped step up up to, and we went door to door and picked up food, and that was a great drive that helped the food bank quite a bit.
As much as things have been in flux in a lot of areas, do you feel like people that are in a position to give are pretty receptive to doing that right now?
I think people do what they can, and you know, especially at this time of year, you know, this particular drive for the Giving Machine is entitled Light the World, and I think people do what they can to light the world around them as much as they can.
You know, looking at some of the worldwide bigger impact of this whole Giving Machine program, pretty amazing.
It is amazing, truly.
I mean, looking at, for instance, 2024, 500,000 vaccinations, 125,000 emergency food boxes for refugees, 48,000 kids and adults getting clothing, and a whole lot more than that.
It really is amazing. What I'd like to see is people really step up to the plate wherever they can this year. And I know it means, you know, stepping out of Douglas County to go to Valley River Center to do this. It is something that can be done online, but to have an impact with UCAN, it does mean they need to make an effort and go to Valley River Center and go visit these machines in person to make that impact.
So there's not an online link to do the same things on the internet?
They can do it, but they cannot have an impact with the local charities. If they want to have an impact with the local charities, they do have to visit the machines in person. If they want to have an impact and just reach the global communities, they can do it online. And they can go to that Light the World Giving Machine and search for that and do that with the global community.
So for this year, how long have the Giving Machines been up at Valley River?
They started on November 22nd, and they run through December 14th.
So just getting started last week then?
Just last week,
yeah. And are you able to track as you go along how each day goes?
We do. We have a daily statistic.
And then now do you have, how many people are there helping at any given time?
There's always two people on site at any time.
So then, is it just one machine or more?
There's three machines.
That are essentially identical?
Identical, mm-hmm, with all five communities or local community or local partners, and then two international partners as well.
Well, it's a pretty amazing idea. Light the World, a Giving Machine, and just growing exponentially here in the last few years. I'm going to be real curious to see just how much bigger it gets.
Yeah, Kyle, I wanted to add one other thing. We have one partner that... So Coastal Farm and Ranch this week is matching. If you do select the all-in, you select all items, they're matching $1,200 this week. And then next week, Abby's is matching $1,000 for the week. And then we have several different just sponsors or just special days. Like we've got... you know, Kids Sport Day and Healthcare Professional Day and Senior Citizens Day. There's just all sorts of different things. So tomorrow is Tradesman's Day, and First Responders Day is the 30th, for example. Caregivers Day is December 1st.
A lot more
so
there.
Lots of different things. So
yeah. All right. Wendy Patterson and Colleen May, thanks for coming in.
Yeah. Thank you.
1257 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. A daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. It's presented by Concrete Builder Supply. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it around and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Stay connected with local news and information. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.